When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
21 of the last 22 times they scored. Here's Sims to throw in third down. Up the middle, touchdown, Bavaro. Mark Bavaro goes to one knee. Genuflex in prayer as a 13-yard throw over the middle answers the prayer for the Giants fan.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, it's 102 back on The Fan. BT and Sal with you here. You know what's crazy, too? So we are both off next week. A nice welcome break. You know, nothing going on with the Yanks and the Mets. The All-Star break. We'll watch Alonso and the All-Star. The Home Run Derby. We'll watch Soto and Judge. Hopefully do their thing and have a little fun in the game. We'll watch Alonso in the game as well. And then that's it. But we're on vacation. When we get back, it's July 22nd. It's training camp time. The next day, the Jets open up. We return today, so today's our last show for a week. When we get back, the next day, the Jets open up camp.
Wow. Well, good timing on our part. Come back.
Giants as well, obviously, yep.
And then we'll be out
23rd,
there.
Same with the Giants, too. Thank you.
I know we're doing a show from Giant Camp at some point. Looking forward to that. We did it last year. It was one of the first things that we did together. We also have a couple cool things that week. Not only that, Subway Series is that week.
Yeah.
Mets Braves later in the week. And then we're doing the Joe Torre
golf
thing.
Sleepy Hollow.
Last year you were all for that. And I did it with Tiki, as a matter of fact, filling in for you.
I did it the year before with Tiki. And Joe came on. And Tino came on. And all the luminaries came on. It was great.
Looking forward to getting out there. You and I.
Me too.
Mix it up with some of the old guys.
I want to play.
What?
Yeah.
I got work anyway afterward. Who do you talk to about that? Joe Torre?
No, Joe, hook it up.
We got to do a show there. They're all play. I think they actually play afterward. Last year
they play after it.
Starks was there.
Okay. John's a good golfer.
Franco.
You know that, right? John's a pretty good golfer. No. Yeah, he's very good.
You know, if we get him again, I'd love to talk about you ripping Ewing in the finals and see what John thought.
So you're going
to
call me out in front of John? Well, yeah. I know John's going to defend Patrick, but if John Starks is honest about the way Patrick played against Olajuwon, he'll agree with me.
Well, it's a layup.
I didn't rip him. I just said that he got thoroughly outplayed by Hakeem, which he did. He shot 37%.
It's a layup. John, you get all the flack for, you know, missing the final shot in Game 6 and the 2-for-18 in Game 7.
But so you're actually helping him out.
Yeah, but what about Patrick getting, you know, abused by Hakeem?
You know he'll defend this boy.
He should.
He'll defend the big fella.
As have I. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
And Pat's always defended John, too.
So, yeah, that's a big week. I didn't even realize the training camp started.
Yeah.
I can't. I need to enjoy the summer.
I hear a lot of fun stuff coming up, but we're both off next week, and then it's all systems go. I mean, we'll stop more vacation during the summer.
All systems go.
Until the next week when we're off again. Woo! 888-808-1019. BT and Sal, back to these calls. Talking Yanks and Mets. How about Tom down in Orlando, Florida? Has got us up on the free Odyssey app. What's up, Tommy?
How you doing, guys? I've been on for a while, so a lot of people stole my thunder. I wanted to talk about Spencer Jones, which you said that he's not ready yet, you know. Tim Anderson's out there. Could we get him for third base?
You know, it's
possibly.
You know what's amazing? I think most people hear that, they're like, Tim Anderson, he's absolutely cooked. He stinks. When I kick the tires for a couple of weeks, I probably would.
Yeah, I know, but then it's the same thing. Like,
we
remember
him on JD, right?
Yeah, I know he could run more than LeMahieu.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got more juice in his body.
Kick the tires, sure.
Leader of a big team.
I don't know if I'd go that far. Yeah, but we're talking about trying to make an impact and fix this team. It's not Tim Anderson.
I understand it, but that's he was DFA'd, so it's not going to cost you anything.
I know. That's why I'm open to it. Yeah,
we could do a big deal. We could do a big deal where we get a good leadoff hitter and a good reliever in the process. You know what I mean?
Yes.
In a trade.
Oh, the Marlins are going to be open for business. Chisholm, you're hearing a lot about that. Right. The Yankees connected to him. Yep.
Hear me out. Don't hang up on me.
Okay.
The Giancarlo trade.
Mm-hmm.
The Marlins are on the hook for half of it, right?
$30 million. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I heard on a sports program, and I don't know if it's true. You want to have you guys look it up. If Giancarlo is traded by the Yankees to another team,
giving us homework,
it voids out the money that the Marlins have to pay that the Yankees would not have to pay.
Well, if that's the case, there's no chance.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know the answer to that, Tom. That I will look up because I think that's imperative. That I never heard that before. I know he's got a no trade.
Right.
That I know.
No, but if he gets traded, it's going to void the fact that the Marlins are paying that money?
I have not heard that. I don't believe that that's true. If that's true, that changes things quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case or not.
I'm going to say no. My guess.
And if it is the case, it's a non-starter. Like, he'll never get traded.
Yeah.
There's just no way that would be voided. So, look, with Stanton, the problem is that the Yankees made... Look, this goes back to that decision. I really think that the Yankees made the turn for the worse when they decided that Giancarlo Stanton was going to be their big addition after the 2017 season. I really think you could trace it back to that. It's been one thing after another. I'm not just trying to pin it all on Stanton because it hasn't, but that was the key decision. Instead of waiting for Bryce Harper or Machado, they went all in on Giancarlo Stanton, pairing him with Aaron Judge. To me, at the time I said this in 2018, after the 2017 season, it's redundant. You don't need two of those guys. You already have Aaron Judge. And by the way, Stanton, at that particular point, I thought he was going to be an outfielder.
Like, yeah, so did I.
We realized he was going to be a DH. He's been clogging up that lineup. He's always freaking hurt. He's not even close to the player that he was when the Yankees traded for him. I know he's had some good seasons. I know he's had some big moments in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
The trade for Giancarlo Stanton, to me, turned the Yankees, after a great 2017 season, it turned them in the wrong direction.
Well, it turned them in the wrong direction because physically he turned in the wrong direction. If he was the player that they got from Miami, then it's a different conversation. I got to take the L on this. I mean, I can't hide. I liked it. I have to admit it. When they got Giancarlo Stanton coming off a 59 home run, 140-something or 50-something RBI season, I'm like, this guy's 27 years old. He looks like Zeus. Now, I'm not watching him play every day except against the
Mets. Understood, yeah. Well, he crushed the Mets anyway, so if you did watch him against them,
he broke the scoreboard against the Mets. So I remember when I saw him, I'm like, he's got a good arm. Now, I knew he wasn't like an elite outfielder, but he was still a little bouncy, like he was an athlete.
But the bigger issue, well, there's twofold there. You're right, he wasn't what the Yankees thought that they were getting. But even if they did get Giancarlo Stanton, or the Giancarlo Stanton that they thought they were getting, he ate up all whatever financial flexibility they had.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't like, okay, well, if he's no good, or we're going to go get Machado and Harper on top of it. It was, this was our big chip to move in the middle of the table. Mm. We're doing it now with Stanton, trying to get over the hump after 2017, Game 7 ALCS. And it went the wrong way because he wasn't the same player, and it prevented you from making other moves that would have benefited the ball club as a whole.
One of which was Bryce Harper. We know about that. So, I mean, I'm just looking at this again. We've done this a million times, but just for those who aren't fully aware. All right. Next season with Stanton, 32. The next season after that, 29. 10 of which is paid by the Marlins, so 19. The next year after that, 25. 10 of which is paid by the Marlins, 15. And then 2028, it's a team option. It's a $10 million buyout, which is paid by the Marlins. So at least we're getting...
So 2027 is the end of the road, officially.
Yes.
They won't pick that option up. And even the final 2 years before that...
would be 19 and 15.
Right.
Which is not unworkable.
No, but it doesn't matter. Like, the money aspect of it at this point is not what's killing them. Because like you said, that's not major money. Now, it still is money that a lot of times is wasted, but it's the fact that he can't play.
No, what I'm saying, though, is there's now a window. Again, he's got to consent to the no trade to move him.
Right.
You know, so this, because now the money is about to start, not yet, but slow. Like, you take a road trip and, like, I got 7 hours to go, like a long ride. I got 4 hours. I got an hour and 46 minutes. We'll be there soon, kids.
Right.
Like, you start to at least get a sense of, trip's almost over. Still got a little ways to go.
I think we got like 3 hours left in this trip.
Okay, but he didn't just buckle in and leave the driveway.
Right. Well, I mean, at some point you got to get to the destination.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. We're kind of moving toward that point, thank God. 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal. How about Lou in Massapequa? We'll talk a little Yanks and Mets. What's up, Lou?
How you doing, guys?
Hi, Louie.
First off, you guys mentioned John Starks. John Starks is my favorite Nick of all time.
Mine too.
All right. Right now, you got the Mets and the Yankees. They're the antithesis of each other. The Yankees were on fire for the first 2 months of the season. You guys were talking that Anthony Volpe was the new, you know, one of the new faces of the MLB.
And he was on his way to that. Yeah, I thought he was going to be a superstar.
Yeah, and now he's just like pedestrian. He's, I don't know what he's going to be. He seems like he's going to be a good ball player, but the Yankees had these guys performing at such high levels. Verdugo was playing great. Mm-hmm. You thought you had some great find in Verdugo. And, I mean, his when you look at his stats for his career, he was a decent player, nothing great. But I think the biggest thing in what's hurting the Yankees is not only their offense, but their pitching has just fallen off the – I mean, these guys, you know, Nestor Cortez was like this stud, and Luis Gil was, you know, the like an all-star, a potential all-star starter. So – the Mets have had the exact opposite. Now, Nimmo, and you guys were talking about Stanton. You remember when the Yankees got that Stanton trade and Sandy Alderson, all the Mets fans were furious. And the Sandy Alderson said, well, we got Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, I know. You're right. And he was saying it in a condescending, joking way. But years later, obviously, I mean, you'd rather have Brandon Nimmo right now. Nimmo's... I mean, he's always been a good offensive player. He's reaching another level right now to where if he maintains this, he's going to become an offensive star in the game.
What would be interesting, I was thinking about this the other day with Nimmo, who is playing well, you're right, and is a good player. Like, the only thing, and it is what it is, you know, but if he was like 26 and he was starting to put, like, he's 31, he's going to be 32 next year, man.
I get it. Well, if he doesn't do it now, it's never going to happen.
No, better late than nothing, or better mid-ish than nothing. Understood, but while I think it's easy to get excited about Nimmo, you can't go over the top excitement because I don't think there's another maybe a half a level beyond this. But if you're in your mid-20s and you're showing what he's shown the last couple of years.
Different story.
You can sit here and say, is this guy going to be a superstar?
All right, but still, if they get this level production from him for
very solid player.
You know, is 5 years too much?
Because he doesn't steal bases and he's out of center field. No, I don't think five is crazy.
And his strength is not. Like, he's not good defensively. He's serviceable, and he's worked hard to become serviceable, but, like, that's not his strength.
Yeah.
His strength is he's like a poor man's Juan Soto a little bit. I'm not trying to say he's that level player, but the way he takes it back, he's a good offensive player. Give you a good at-bat, square it up, hit it hard somewhere, take his walks. Now he's becoming more powerful, driving in some runs in key spots. He could probably do that for the next, let's say, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I would definitely, 3 years for sure.
And he's got to, because they signed him to the contract. Like,
oh, yeah, by the way,
this is
eight-year deal.
Yeah, they're paying him to do so. Yeah. So if you don't get 4 years out of three, 4 years out of it, you're asking for trouble. But point is, Nimmo's been a good offensive player. Back to Volpe for a second, BT.
Yeah.
He's absolutely killing him.
I know he is.
Because we're looking at Volpe to get that production, high-end production, impact production from him. And you're not getting it. That's a major problem. So you could talk about bringing in Jazz or bringing in this guy or that guy. Without Volpe being at least close to what we expected, he doesn't have to be the superstar that he was turning out to be the beginning of this year. But my goodness, you got to be a major leaguer. He's sinking like a rock. He's hitting .247.
I know,
with
he is.
No power.
I know, like, six.
We were okay with the power not being there because the average was high.
Yep.
But now he's not even hitting for average.
I know.
No power. No. What's the old glove? I mean, that's great. You could go find a guy who could. You find a guy who could hit .240 and give you old glove. You don't need that. You need more from Anthony Volpe.
I don't know what he's going to be. I don't know.
But don't you think that that's a big problem, not just for this year?
I do.
Moving forward,
I think it's an issue. I think it's time that, you know, Anthony Volpe.
He's only 23.
I understand. No question. Anthony Volpe has largely been spared, you know, feeling the heat. Because last year he was a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, he took it on the chin, but he didn't implode. Like, we're like, okay, this kid dealt with adversity so well because of his character. And, you know, he did have some pop, and he stole a lot of bases, and he won the gold glove. There was enough there, like, okay, expecting maybe not the explosion we saw the first month and a half of the season, but we all thought, hey, even with incremental progress, go from hitting .220 to .255, you know, 30 doubles, right. 30 steals, 20-something home runs. Like, okay, you got a player. The six home runs is confounding to me because the concerted effort to alleviate the high strikeout rate, which he did for a while, it's back now,
right.
Which he did for a while, I was able to, I'm like, hey, I don't need hit 12 home runs. But hit, right. If you're going to hit me .275 and be on base a whole lot more and steal bases for Soto and Judge to knock you in all night, I'll gladly take 11 or 12 home runs and a ton of steals and a lot of doubles. He never on base. He's swinging and missing a lot again, and he's got no pop.
And it's now been, he's played a full season and a half here, more than a half, 94 games this year. Look at the numbers combined for 2 years. They're atrocious.
What's his career average? About 230?
Career.
I don't have it in front of me.
I have it here. Career batting average, something? 225.
Wow.
Career on base, 292.
That's awful.
Career OPS, 669.
Hey, those are bad numbers, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we can sit here and say he did this, he did that. But fantastic. Those numbers are bad.
Those are bad for anybody, let alone a guy who we're expecting to be a star shortstop in the league.
And not just a star shortstop in the league, although I always push back with Gunnar Henderson. I'm not saying he can't be an all-star, but those guys are different. Anthony Volpe's not that. He'll never be. I'm not saying he won't have an amazing season or two. He is not Gunnar Henderson. Right. He is not Bobby Witt Jr. Never has been, never will be. But the other thing, the added problem is that not only is he so below average in many areas right now. He was supposed to be like the part of the youthful cheap bridge to get the Yankees from having to overspend in every direction.
Right.
Because that's one of the things that I said at the start of the season. I'm like, man, when the Yankees were rocking, I'm like, hold on. I even said this, and I'm not prepared to take the L yet, but I might have to. I said, the thing that I love about these Yankees is they've got established stars and they've got young studs. And I believe that they're set up as well as they've been set up for the next 3, 4, 5 years as they've been this century. Judge superstar, Soto, I believe they were signing him, Soto superstar. Volpe making peanuts when Luis Gil was dominant.
Right.
Luis Gil making peanuts. I think Austin Wells going to hit, making peanuts. Like
Domingo.
Dominguez coming Jones, up. Spencer Jones. Now Ben Rice, who I didn't even really think about back then. That when you have such exorbitant contracts, 4 or 5 of them, counting Rodon, for Hal, not George, for Hal, it was imperative that 4 or 5 other young, cheap players emerged. And they did, but now they disappeared.
Right. And think about this, and it's not revisionist history, because at the time I remember saying it, the Yankees neglected to trade Anthony Volpe because they thought he was going to be an impactful part of their future. Okay, so they didn't go out there and trade him for a big piece, let's say Luis Castillo, which could have been a difference maker, who knows, and sign a shortstop. Like, they could have done two different things. Sign a big shortstop, an established guy that there were plenty of them out there that would have given them immediate...
So they're like a Seager type?
Well, whatever. Lindor, Seager.
Danby Swanson's not cutting it.
Yeah, well, whatever. But pick one of those guys.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, whoever. There was a bunch of those guys that were available out there. They could have picked one of them, signed them, and Seager was the main one that
he was the one
up, and trade Volpe and gotten a pitcher or a different piece that could have already built them to be a World Series team over the last couple of years. Who knows? Well, you just don't know. The way that they've gone, they didn't trade Volpe, and now they haven't gotten the production that they were expecting for 2 seasons.
Well, isn't that the biggest knock on the Yankees franchise? I mean, and listen, Volpe's in the box. He's got to own it. I know he's busting his hump to become a better player, and I'm by no means giving up on him. But
me neither.
I know you're not. Absolutely not. The Yankees player development is sad. It's just bad, dude.
Right, but
it's substandard.
But then that's what you're relying on to get him out of this. All these guys, the majority of their team is these young guys coming up.
888-808-1019, BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata here on The Fan, coming back to the calls in a moment. I believe Sal's got a little something as I stole from my partner. He puts his glasses back on.
Okay, let me get the
he's
headphones.
He's plugged in. He's finding what he's got to read. I believe
he did it again yesterday.
You did.
Oh, we don't have reads.
Oh, we don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
False alarm. Let me go back to the bed.
I'm an idiot. That's my bad.
That's right.
I'm sorry. All right, BT and Sal, The Fan.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Over Volpe, over total home runs and stolen bases, 55.5.
I am going to take a loss here.
Whoa!
I mean, he's got, 17? He's got 6 home runs and 17 steals.
Can you guys help us with this?
He doesn't have to. Right now, I'm getting destroyed.
Okay.
That right now, I believe I'm going to lose.
Okay. We have not marked. Sometimes I'll mark these as we go along and do an L next to it or a W. That one has been unmarked. You're ready to mark that one an L.
It's feeling like a massive loss.
Gerrit Cole, this is mine here.
Over-under starts.
Yeah, 20.5.
He's at 4 or 5, right?
I think 4, if I'm not
mistaken. I think it's 4.
So
I think you're right. 3 rehabs, 4 starts with the Yanks. I'm going to say, like I said last time, you're going to have a chance to...
Oh, dude, you got ink all over your face.
No, I don't. Do I really?
Yeah, that pen just exploded.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, great. Somebody get me something here. Oh, come on, man.
We got to get paid. Is there paper towels behind that computer?
Ah, whatever. I'll fight through it. Come on, let's do the segment. We'll go. Whatever. I'm not dying. Just get me a napkin. Whatever. Big damn deal. Let's go. Do the show.
I want to make sure you didn't eat it. All right,
just
here we
go. Do the show.
All right, call over. I think I got all.
Thank you, Al. This stupid, cheap-ass pen. 2 cent pen.
Is it the one that I gave you yesterday?
Is it gone?
No, you still got it. You can get it during the break. All right. Call, it's definitely better than it was.
Ink poisoning before then.
You're halfway to gold dust right now.
Yes, yes. Look at this. Look. Wow.
It exploded? Wow. You just bit the back of it.
I did. There you go.
My favorite part of that was that you were legitimately getting kicked off. You're like, all right, let's just do the show.
What am I going to do? Tap out and say, oh, I've got ink on my lip. I cannot continue to do my job. Whatever, I'll deal with it after. By the way, you know, Hoff, as the great producer that he is, he came into my rush to my assistance, yes. As did Ryan Hurley.
Yes.
Man of the people, Hurley, came right in here. And I got to be honest.
No way Spike's doing that.
Spike would have, you know, Spike would have been worried. He would have been at the gym right now. That's when Spike go to the gym. Actually, he would go in the morning. No, but I got to tell you, as quick as Hoff was, Hurley was better. Hurley brought in, like, the wipes and with the sat. This guy just
brought the baby wipes. I didn't have those handy, the baby wipes.
Now, you didn't really seem too concerned, Hoff.
Now,
Hurley came to my assistance.
Yeah.
It's my boy.
After he made sure that he watched. He wanted to see, did you see they put it on digital already?
No, is it on X?
Let me see this. Where is it, Hoff?
Where is it?
It's on X.
It's, okay. Here it is. Hold on. I'm looking at it now.
I'm sure you can find that on Instagram, too.
Oh, jeez.
It's so good.
Wow. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
It's so good.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh,
Why are we doing this?
You took a nice bite out of that pen.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But do you notice?
You have it all over your hands, so you get it cleaned up nice.
I'll take care of that later. I know it's all over. You do realize how unflappable I was.
I mean, right through.
Is that a Foxhole characteristic or what?
Yes, 100%.
I mean, if that was you, you would have been shrieking.
I would have had to run out of the studio.
My face is getting ink on it. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. I can't do a show like this.
Yeah, there you go. That was the call of the day. It's now on X. I'm looking at it. I got this big blotch of ink on my lower lip. There we go.
Oh,
All right.
So good.
Halfway to gold dust.
That's a great line. That was such an underrated line. I almost blew by it. That's a great line. That was a good one.
We got to get some gold dust and doink figures in here to commemorate, of course.
Yeah, look at all these ridiculous figures in here. Willie Mays, rest in peace. That's far from ridiculous. That's amazing. Piazza, respect. Tom Seaver, respect. President Bush, respect.
But President Bush has no hand on it.
We don't respect that. Yeah. You know, and by the way, no hand. He still threw a strike.
And I think he was a great first pitch throw. I think Don Maynard has no arm.
Huh.
The Don Maynard starting lineup, I believe. That's who that
is,
right?
That's true. That is definitely Don Maynard, 13. Former Jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his left arm. His right arm looks to be missing. Is that Thurman next to him?
No, I think it's Don Slott, actually.
I brought that one in.
Yeah, Don Slott. And then you have Luis Gonzalez over here, Gonzalez Diamondbacks bobblehead.
You brought that in to torment me. Howie Rose is over there.
Oh, yeah, I like that bobblehead.
Yep.
Oh, there's John and Susan. We got a John and Susan over there as well. We got to clean this place up. Look at the dust and dirt. You see that?
It's pretty filthy.
And we need pens in here. I mean,
I know.
Maybe ones that could
work. You know, I'm a pen snob, too. Like, right. This is very hard to explain, but if you know what I mean, you know what I mean. I order from Amazon once every...
Oh, that's like Summers, yellow pad?
Yeah, I've got the yellow pen. Now, I'm not married to it like he is.
Right.
I jot down more like... It's also, by the way, for my kids' sports schedules, even though my wife's got it all digitalized, whatever. I still like to write some stuff old school, just kind of sinks in my head more. So I've got there, you know, when's football camp start, when's baseball, when's softball, everything else, right? When I could play golf. It's not just for the show, but it's primarily for the show. And if I don't have a good pen in my hand, meaning it's got to fit properly, but the way the ink comes out, like, again, I can't explain this properly, but when I have a good pen, I feel more intelligent.
You're on your game, okay.
When I have a bad, cheap pen, I feel a little inadequate.
Interesting. I always feel adequate.
Yeah, sure you do.
By the way, talk about a guy that used to walk around like he worked a really hard life. Steve Sommers. he would have so much ink on his face. Like, he just came out of the coal mine. Yes.
Because it would smudge. He was writing with a pen that would smudge. And then he'd like...
What, do you have calligraphy?
He'd wipe his face and he'd have
I could see him with like the pen feather, like the Founding Fathers.
I'm convinced Steve was built of cigarettes, coffee, and ink. Like, that's just...
He is skinny. There's not much meat on those bones.
I can't wait to have him in here for his book when he comes.
Yeah, what is
in.
That happening?
I don't know, but he's in the process of getting it done, and he promised me. I said, Steve, you have to promise me that we get the first interview in studio. He said yes,
the
done.
Schmooze. Love Steve. FAN legend. Shout out to Schmoozy. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Let me get Nico in Brooklyn with BT and Sal. Nico, what's cooking?
Hey, guys. Hope all is well. Happy Friday.
What's up,
thanks,
Nico?
You too.
Not much. I wanted to talk to you guys. I had a couple of questions. So really quick, I was at my league night last night, and a lot of the guys there, huge Met fans. So in between frames, a lot of guys were ripping on Alonso, you know, thinking what should be done with him and what their other thoughts were of the man. Obviously, some of it I don't want to say on the air. But, Sal, I think you'll get a kick out of this. In between frames, one of the guys actually blurted out, Licata's right!
Wow!
So. Well, tell him I said I appreciate that. And look, just to reiterate, this is nothing, because I know a big deal was made about it yesterday on social media. I don't even like that stuff, but I did say it, and I firmly believe it. It's not personal with Pete Alonso. I'm talking about building the ball club to be better. That is my goal. We're all on the same page. As far, if you're a Met fan, you want the New York Mets to be a better team. I believe that they would be better off by trading Pete Alonso for many reasons. Don't need to rehash that today. Why? But that's it. It's nothing personal, of course.
But so here are my thoughts on it, right? So a lot of that was going on. I really didn't partake in it because I had a thought in the back of my head of something that I thought could potentially happen. So here are my questions to you. If at the end of the season, right, he gets hot in August, September, whenever the case is, if he ends up with 40 home runs and 100 ribbies by the end of the year, and we'll say conservatively speaking, the average is 255, okay? Would you potentially reconsider maybe giving him a contract if he's not traded?
I'll let you get a second one. I just want to answer that real quick. Here's the way I would reconsider, and I was just thinking this as you were painting that hypothetical. I will reconsider if Pete Alonso delivers in the postseason. Not to the Daniel Murphy level, but if he's impactful like that, finishes strong, puts up those numbers, and then is impactful in the postseason and has a presence, then I'd reconsider. Other than that, no.
Okay, understood. So here's my last question to you guys, and I appreciate you giving me the time. I know a lot was discussed in relation to some of the interviews he's done over the last couple of days, and a lot of people had some opinions about how things should have been said. My question is, from a professional ball club, regardless of the sport, and for the individual themselves, aren't there like PR people that maybe could coach them on what to say, whether the athletes hire them?
Nico, have you been watching Hard Knocks for the Giants? Think about how many times Joe Shane sat down with their PR team. Yeah. I mean, generally, there's some, I'm sure Jay Horowitz, I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure that they do to an extent. And maybe Pete just doesn't, you know, I'm sure he's listening, but then maybe he doesn't apply it as smoothly as they want. I don't know. But yeah, of course they have PR.
But it may not be the same way that it was with Joe Shane getting prepped. You saw the second episode?
Half of it.
Okay.
Half of it.
Yeah, he was getting prepped. And even I was like, I get that that's part of the job, I guess, but come on. Even Shane himself was joking around. He's like, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. That was funny.
Which I thought was cool. But yeah, these players, and you know, Shane's in a different spot, different role, but the players are younger guys. A lot of them need to be coached. To me, it wouldn't be that difficult. Like, just don't say anything stupid. Be yourself. Be open and honest and transparent, but use your head. All right, you need a little coaching maybe? Okay, fine. But at times it seems like these guys don't get proper training.
I'll give you a good example. So the PR team nowadays, for not just the Mets, for every team, they've got to be dialed into social media because that's what they're reacting to.
Right.
Okay? Because that's what's going to happen post-game. So remember when Rodon was seen basically crying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm the Yankees, you know, Zillow does a good job and everybody else, maybe not Jason himself, but like right below Jason, maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that that was presented to Rodon. Hey, you know, Carlos, before you meet the media, before the media comes in, just so you know, there's a 10-second video of you in the dugout. You're obviously upset. Right. They could probably ask you about this. Just have your thoughts together just so we can avoid any. Like, I can't imagine that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I would think it does.
It's got to.
especially with the Yankees. I mean, with the Mets, I'm assuming it does. I don't know anymore. Like, Zillow's been there a long time, so we both know him a little bit and have been, you know, familiar with what he's like. Jay is, it's been, you know, he was there forever. He's not there anymore.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since he was there. Right. But they have somebody in his place. I'm sure they're good. They're doing
multiple,
their job.
Yeah, multiple
of
people.
Course.
Well, but the Mets have had some issues with this hell's his name? The guy that Jorge Lopez.
Yeah, that's true.
Issues with that.
It, more the post game, he still doubled down on that. That's true.
And then,
doesn't mean somebody didn't do their job and try to get him to understand what he should do.
I don't know. I'm just saying that there have been a couple of these issues. And then Alonso, the first time, talking about Lopez, where he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that is true. There's been a couple
of
things.
And then like we said yesterday about the Lindor Nimmo thing about the All-Star game with Pete, like, could somebody there just be like, hey, Pete, maybe... I know it's great you made the All-Star team, but maybe if somebody asked about Lindor and Nimmo, you just acknowledge that they should have got... And like, he didn't. Now, I don't know if they tried to coach him. He said, I don't know. Maybe that would be next level. Like, you shouldn't have to coach him on that, but you could have also helped him out a little bit, I guess. I don't know. I'm not trying to pick on the PR team.
I know you're not. I don't think it was malicious with Pete. I think it was just a little obtuse. And I think that that's kind of Pete. Like, he's just not great with the media. I don't think for a second that he was trying to minimize those guys and prop himself up. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, listen, if you have an All-Star next to your name, the year that you go into free agency, even though we know he's not having a great vintage season, it doesn't hurt. But I don't think there's a malicious bone in Pete Alonso's body. I just think that he's a little socially awkward. Yeah. As I, you know, and maybe I'm off on that. But that's what I see and that's what I hear.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan.
Yeah.
Good song there, Sal.
Who sings this?
I don't know who sings it. I know it.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I just know it from the movie, Vacation. And the commercial, actually, that they would play the last few years.
Big Vacation fan?
Not a huge Vacation fan. Yeah, I'm a fan. I wouldn't say big. Like, I can't recite all the lines.
I thought those were awesome. Rusty and Chevy Chase's interaction.
Probably Christmas Vacation is more memorable to me than the other stuff.
I gotcha. Yeah.
Vegas is an up there one that's very underrated.
I remember that
one
as well.
I liked it.
I probably have seen that one and Christmas more than the original Vacation.
Okay, I got it. And they don't make humor the way they used to. Yeah. What was the budget to make that film? Nothing. What kind of budget did you have?
Yeah.
Think about it. Now it's like Iron Man and Captain America and worlds exploding and, you know, crazy battles at sea. Just an old 80s comedy.
I don't even know what the top movies are right now.
No idea.
It's a summertime. Shouldn't we be having some blockbusters?
Those days are over, Sal.
What? There are no more?
Well, I mean, Iron Man, Captain America's coming out, I think, in a week or two. Could be off on that.
That's actually Deadpool.
It's Captain America's coming out.
No.
The trailer for Captain America just came out.
That's what I mean.
Deadpool and Wolverine just came out.
I can't keep up with this.
There's too many. You asked me before. I was into that.
Yeah.
And I like them. Like, it's a nice escape. I love the Iron Man movies or Thor or whatever. But, like, it's too much. It's overkill. I can't keep up. 9 billion movies. What's going on in this world or that world? Like, just simplify.
Even the Star Wars stuff. Yeah. Like, all the spinoffs. Like, people who get into it say that they're amazing. I loved superheroes as a kid.
Right.
I used to go in my dad's closet, take all his belts, right? And back in the 70s, like, he had these for years. So this was in the 80s, but they were from the, like, late 60s, but more 70s. So they were thick, right? And I would, like, somehow lasso every belt together, and I would make, like, and then I'd hook it around the top of the staircase, and I would crawl up the staircase like I was Batman, crawling up the building with Robin or Spider-Man, right? I loved superhero. Absolutely loved it. But I loved it when I knew that Batman was with Robin and Batman was fighting either Catwoman or the Penguin or the Joker, or Superman was battling whomever, and Spider-Man had I knew what was going on.
You know, and you make a great point about the Star Wars ones, because I love the Star Wars movies, just like you. Right?
Oh, we
love the movie. And even if they come out with the new ones, I was into those too.
Me too.
Solo, whatever, all those ones.
Rogue.
I even got into The Mandalorian initially. And even that, like, to keep up with that, all right, I watched the first season, and I was somewhat into it. But then it was like, another spinoff of whatever, Boba Fett, whatever, or another one with Solo. I'm like, mercy. Like,
it's too much.
I'm never going to be able to keep up with all of it. I'm out, so I don't even watch that anymore.
Neither do I. I tried to get into the Boba Fett one, and Boba Fett was always intriguing to me. He was just, his character used to scare me when I was a kid, just kind of standing there so ominously getting ready to unload on somebody.
I don't want to do this, but I have to defend Marvel for a second.
Like, go for it. I'm not saying, by the way, before you do, I'm not saying it's not quality stuff. I'm not saying that at all. Well, I'm saying there's just too much. I can't consume this with everything going on in my life.
Well,
that's all.
No, 100%. That's but the problem is that DC, the Batman, I guess it was easier to follow when if you really liked Batman because you knew all the villains. There's more villains than you know, heroes and stuff like that.
For sure.
Marvel, there's just a whole world that you probably never... You knew Spider-Man. You knew all those characters.
I like the Green Lantern as a kid.
All these... They're not, like, brand new characters. This is all... They're all old school stuff.
That's true.
But they keep coming out with the movies. Even the Batman, which I love.
That's true, Huff.
Like, it's Michael Keaton Batman.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, okay, great.
Nah. Basinger.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, then it's Val Kilmer Batman. Yeah. And then it's... Yeah,
Christian Bale.
Then Christian Bale Batman. Then there's another one. Then there's Ben Affleck, like... Mercy! Good God! Can you just come out with one series? Like, I don't care if it's Batman 15 right now. Like, Rocky was simple.
Yep.
Now, I know, even the Apollo Creed, like, it stayed in line.
I would see 30 of Rocky 37. I will drag my old ass to see it.
It's one timeline. It's in order.
I know.
Rocky through Creed. Like, the other stuff is all over the freaking place.
I am totally with you, dude. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Let's get back to you guys here. How about Brian? He is in California. Free Odyssey app. What's going on, Brian?
I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
Good,
what's
man.
What's up,
Brian? I wanted to make a Yankee point, but you guys got into movies. I wanted to say the blockbuster movie is going to be Inside Out 2. Go see that with your kids.
Oh, that's already, Brian, that is already on the list, my friend. No doubt.
I love the first one.
Yeah, first one's amazing. Number two, just as good. We took our soon to 2-year-old daughter to be first movie experience. She did great. Great movie. Great movie.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I'll suck it up this week and try to take my daughter.
Yeah. Well, Moana 2. Well, we already saw Inside Out 2.
Okay.
Phenomenal.
Okay. Good.
Moana 2. We saw Moana.
That's out right now, too?
That's coming out. We saw that in the preview.
Oh,
and Kinsley loved Moana. Okay. Oh yeah. We're all into that stuff. Love it. Love it. Love it.
So baseball. I called because early in the season I called you guys and Sal had, in my opinion, prematurely named the big three of Soto, Volpe, and Judge, the best big three in baseball. And even as a Yankee fan, I counted with Ohtani, Freeman, and Mookie. And I think Volpe is showing why I think that was just a bit premature.
Oh, I agree. I didn't say that.
Right. No, I said it. I thought it was the best three in baseball.
And I kind of mentioned.
I did mention it.
To your point, Volpe was on fire.
But it wasn't even... It wasn't even
a year of bad baseball and a month of hot. Was just too premature to name it the big three, considering what those guys done with.
I agree with you.
Understood.
You're right, man. You're right.
Understood.
Thanks,
but
Brian.
It was also primarily based off of Soto and Judge being significant. Like, nobody would say that Volpe is as good as the other three.
Mm-hmm.
It was that Judge and Soto were better than the other three.
Than Betts, Freeman, and Ohtani.
And the way Volpe was going and the way I projected him to be, I thought he was going to be a legit start. Now, he still might. But obviously, he's come crashing back down to where a point he's not even respectable right now.
No,
he's not even part of the top three.
He looks lost. Artie's in Brooklyn. Artie, how you doing today?
Hey, thanks for taking the call and enjoy your vacation, guys. All right.
Thanks, Artie.
No doubt.
Now, please do me a favor. Don't pick the Jets to make the playoffs, for God's sake. Please.
Why?
All right. Before that.
Why?
It's amazing what the discussion.
Wait, why can't I pick the Jets to make the playoffs?
Why
I don't understand.
Why not?
Because you're gonna jinx them.
Oh, shut up, Artie, with the jinx. Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, you will jinx them.
Get lost, Artie, with the jinx. Oh my God.
Volpe, listen, 2 weeks ago, you're talking like Volpe is the deal, and the Mets don't have one guy that you could say is gonna be like the core or anybody else, maybe Alvarez. Now, BP, tell me, if for the next 3 years, Lindor with a $34 million or Volpe, who are you taking? All right, guys, thanks for taking the call.
In the next 3 years, you're not taking Lindor. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say or what anybody else says. Lindor's career to date, yes.
Yeah.
Next 3 years, good luck if you want to choose Lindor. I can understand if you want to say that. I'm not saying that definitively. I still believe in Anthony Volpe. Let's not make it like it's a landslide right now. I mean, come on. Lindor's getting older. Okay, is it too much to ask Lindor to start the year off?
No.
Okay, I mean, come on now.
Big part of my criticisms with
good
him.
Good God.
Like, well, that got a little testy. We can't end the week on that.
Yeah, no, we can maybe get one more in there. Artie's just, he's one of those guys that's just always looking for something.
He comes at you, gets under that skin
and
a little bit.
And by the way, Artie, I do think the Jets are going to make the playoffs. Kiss my ass.
Now, wait, you didn't say that to jinx him because you're mad at him. Because if the case, then you're also jinxing me. Meant that authentically, right?
You know what? Let me think about that. I'm not sure yet because of Saleh. I want the Jets to make the playoffs.
I know you
I'm
do.
Not sold on it.
Okay, let me get John in Bergen County. Probably the last call before we split for a week on vacation. Go ahead, John.
Hey, nice vacation, guys.
Thanks.
So I have a trade, and you know what? I love the pen. I worked in an office forever. And my God, if I didn't have a nice pen, I was dead.
It's a very hard thing to describe and explain. Let it probably sounds it probably sounds weird to a lot of people, but to me, there's just a connection. The right pen in my hand connects to my brain, which makes me more intelligent. At least I think
it
does.
Blue, but then I found out you shouldn't have blue like working for a bank.
Oh, so you got to go with the black one.
Crazy. Yeah,
got it.
I actually don't like blue ink anymore.
Here's
Anyway, good.
I'm going to help the Yankees out. And I'm a Mets fan. Give you Nimmo, Beatty, and McNeil for Soto.
No way. Why would the Mets do that?
Why would the Yankees do that? Let me explain.
Why would the Mets do that?
Why would they not? Why would they not?
We have because you're getting a rental player. You can't give up.
Hold on. You guys got a second baseman that can't hit righties, so he hits lefties. McNeil can't hit lefties. So he hits righty. You got Beatty to go lefty-righty at third base. He can hit 20 home runs, Beatty, and Yankee stab that little box.
Or he can hit 170 and go back down to the minors.
Why don't you throw in a box of Bix as well? I mean, come on. Get out of here. That's a horrible trade for both sides.
He said Soto? Nimmo, Beatty, and McNeil for Soto?
Yeah.
Time for vacation.
Yeah, it is that one. By the way, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Yankees. I wouldn't do it if I'm the Mets either. Just wait it out and then go sign.
I mean, I don't want McNeil.
Yeah, you wouldn't want anything. You don't want Beatty.
I like Beatty, but he's not. I don't think he's what I thought he was. And I like Nimmo, but I don't want him for 7 more years.
And if you're going to trade Soto, that's not the guy that you get back.
No, come on. What a crazy end to the week.
Good God.
You know what? Don't really care. Yeah, not a problem anymore. See ya. And we got Evan and Tiki coming up next. Dude, unplugged.
Yep.
You know you and I go hard at this, so recharge, get a little respite, come back. We'll be ready to roll and scrappy as always. Football camp starts the next day when we get
Subway
back.
Subway Series.
Yeah.
See you on the 22nd.
Let's go, baby. Everybody have a great week. Evan and Tiki coming up next. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye. Here that you go into free agency, even though we know he's not having a great vintage season, it doesn't hurt. But I don't think there's a malicious bone in Pete Alonso's body. I just think that he's a little socially awkward.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm off on that. But that's what I see and that's what I hear.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
There's a snap. There's a kick. It is up. It is no good. No one missed. 4 seconds left. The Giants have won Super Bowl 25 by the score of 20-19.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan.
Yeah.
Good song there, Sal.
Who sings this?
I don't know who sings it. I know it.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I just know it from the movie, Vacation. Hollywood. And the commercial, actually, that they would play the last few years.
Big Vacation fan?
Not a huge Vacation fan. Yeah, I'm a fan. I wouldn't say big. Like, I can't recite all the lines.
I thought those were awesome. Rusty and Chevy Chase's interaction.
Probably Christmas Vacation
is
more memorable to me than the other stuff.
I gotcha.
Vegas is an up there one that's very underrated.
I remember that one as well.
I liked it.
I probably have seen that one and Christmas more than the original Vacation.
Okay, I got it. I mean, they don't make humor the way they used to.
Yeah.
What was the budget to make that film? Nothing.
What kind of budget did you have?
Yeah. Think about it. Now it's like Iron Man and Captain America and worlds exploding and, you know, crazy battles at sea. Just an old 80s comedy.
I don't even know what the top movies are right now.
No idea.
It's a summertime. Shouldn't we be having some blockbusters?
Those days are over, Sal.
What? There are no more?
Well, I mean, Iron Man, Captain America's coming out, I think, in a week or two. Could be off on that.
That's actually Deadpool.
It's Captain America's coming out.
No.
The trailer for Captain America just came out.
That's what I mean.
Deadpool and Wolverine just came out.
Oh, I can't keep up with this. There's too many.
You asked me before. I was into that.
And
I like them. Like, if it's a nice escape. I love the Iron Man movies or Thor or whatever. But, like, it's too much. It's overkill. I can't keep up. 9 billion movies. What's going on in this world or that world? Like, just simplify.
Even the Star Wars stuff. Yeah, like, all the spinoffs. Like, people who get into it say that they're amazing. I loved superheroes as a kid. Right. I used to go in my dad's closet, take all his belts, right? And back in the 70s, like, he had these for years. So This was in the 80s, but they were from the, like, late 60s, but more 70s. So they were thick, right? And I would, like, somehow lasso every belt together, and I would make, like, a... And then I'd hook it around the top of the staircase, and I would crawl up the staircase like I was Batman. Crawling up like the building with Robin or Spider-Man, right? I loved superhero. Absolutely loved it. But I loved it when I knew that Batman was with Robin and Batman was fighting either Catwoman or the Penguin or the Joker, or Superman was battling whomever, and Spider-Man had a couple
but
of...
It was
couple,
easy.
But I knew what was going on.
You know, and you make a great point about the Star Wars ones, because I love the Star Wars movies, just like you.
Right? Oh,
we
God.
Love the movie. And even if they come out with the new ones, I was into those too.
Me too.
Solo. Whatever, all those ones.
Rogue.
I even got into The Mandalorian initially. And even that, like... To keep up with that, all right, I watched the first season, and I was somewhat into it. But then it was like another spinoff of whatever, Boba Fett, whatever, or another one with Solo. I'm like, mercy.
It's
like,
too much.
I'm never going to be able to keep up with all of it. I'm out, so I don't even watch that anymore.
Neither do I. I tried to get into the Boba Fett one, and Boba Fett was always intriguing to me. He was just his character used to scare me when I was a kid, just kind of standing there so ominously getting ready to unload on somebody.
I don't want
to
do this, but I have to defend Marvel for a second.
Like, go for it. I'm not saying, by the way, before you do, I'm not saying it's not quality stuff. I'm not saying that at all. Well, I'm saying there's just too much. I can't consume this with everything going on in my life.
Well,
that's all.
No, 100%. That's but all. The problem is that DC, the Batman, I guess it was easier to follow when if you really liked Batman because you knew all the villains. There's more villains than you know, heroes and stuff like that.
For sure.
Marvel, there's just a whole world that you probably never... You knew Spider-Man. You knew all those characters.
I like the Green Lantern as a kid.
All these... They're not, like, brand new characters. They're all old school stuff.
That's true.
But they keep coming out with the movies. Even the Batman, which I love.
That's true, Huff.
Like, it's Michael Keaton Batman.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, okay, great.
No.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, then it's Val Kilmer Batman. Yeah. And then it's... Yeah,
Christian Bale.
Then Christian Bale Batman. Then there's another one. Then there's Ben Affleck, like... Mercy! Good God! Can you just come out with one series? Like, I don't care if it's Batman 15 right now. Like, Rocky was simple.
Yep.
Now, I know, even the Apollo Creed, like, it stayed in line.
I would see 30. Rocky 37, I will drag my old ass to see it.
It's one timeline. It's in order.
I know.
Rocky through Creed. Like, the other stuff is all over the freaking place.
I am totally with you, dude. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal. Let's get back to you guys here. How about Brian? He is in California. Free Odyssey app. What's going on, Brian?
I'm good, guys. How you guys doing?
Good,
what's
man.
What's up,
Brian? I wanted to make a Yankee point, but you guys got into movies. I wanted to say the blockbuster movie is going to be Inside Out 2. Go see that with your kids.
Oh, that's already... Brian, that is already on the list, my friend. No doubt.
I love the first one.
Yeah, first one's amazing. Number two, just as good. We took our soon-to-be two-year-old daughter to be first movie experience. She did great. Great movie. Great movie.
Okay. You know what? Maybe I'll suck it up this week and try to take my daughter.
Yeah, well, Moana 2. Well, we already hold on. We already saw Inside Out 2.
Okay,
phenomenal.
Okay, good.
Moana 2. We saw Moana.
That's out right now too?
That's coming out. We saw that in the preview.
Oh, November,
and Kinsley loved Moana. Okay. Oh yeah. We're all into that stuff. Love it. Love it. Love it.
So for baseball, I called because early in the season I called you guys, and Sal had, in my opinion, prematurely named the big three of Soto, Volpe, and Judge, the best big three in baseball. And even as a Yankee fan, I counted with Ohtani, Freeman, and Mookie. And I think Volpe is showing why I think that was just a bit premature.
Oh, I agree. I didn't say that.
Right. No, I said it. I thought it was the best three in baseball. I did mention it.
To your point, Volpe was on fire.
But it wasn't even
one year of bad baseball and a month of hot. Was just too premature to name it the big three, considering what those guys done with.
I agree with you.
Understood.
You're right, man.
Understood.
Thanks,
but
Brian.
It was also primarily based off of Soto and Judge being significant. Like, nobody would say that Volpe is as good as the other three.
Mm-hmm.
It was that Judge and Soto were better than the other three.
Than Betts, Freeman, and Ohtani.
And the way Volpe was going and the way I projected him to be, I thought he was going to be a legit start. Now, he still might. But obviously, he's come crashing back down to where a point he's not even respectable right now.
No,
he's not even part of the top three.
He looks lost. Artie's in Brooklyn. Artie, how you doing today?
Hey, thanks for taking the call and enjoy your vacation, guys, all right?
Thanks, Artie.
No doubt.
South, please do me a favor. Don't pick the Jets to make the playoffs, for God's sake. Please.
Why?
All right. Before that.
Why?
It's amazing how what the discussion.
Wait, why can't I pick the Jets to make the playoffs?
Why
I don't
not?
Understand.
Why not?
Because you're going to jinx them.
Oh,
buddy.
Shut up, Artie, with the jinx. Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. You will jinx them.
Get lost, Artie, with the jinx. Oh, my God.
Volpe, listen, 2 weeks ago, you're talking like Volpe is the deal, and the Mets don't have one guy that you could say is going to be like the core or anybody else, maybe Alvarez. Now, BP told me, if for the next 3 years, Lindor with the $34 million or Volpe, who are you taking? All right, guys, thanks for taking the call.
In the next 3 years, you're not taking Lindor, I'm sorry. I don't care what you say or what anybody else says. Lindor's career to date, yes. Yeah. Next 3 years, good luck if you want to choose Lindor. I can understand if you want to say that. I'm not saying that definitively. I still believe in Anthony Volpe. Let's not make it like it's a landslide right now. I mean, come on. Lindor's getting older. Okay, is it too much to ask Lindor to start the year off?
No.
Okay, I mean,
no.
Come on now.
Big part of my criticisms with
good
him.
Good God.
Like, well, yeah, that got a little testy. We can't end the week on that.
Yeah, no, we can maybe get one more in there. Artie's just, he's one of those guys that's just always looking for something.
He comes at you, gets under that skin
and
a little
way,
bit.
And by the way, Artie, I do think the Jets are going to make the playoffs. Kiss my ass.
Yeah. No, wait, you didn't say that to jinx him because you're mad at him. Because if that's the case, then you're also jinxing me.
No,
you meant that authentically, right?
You know what? Let me think about that. Yeah. I'm not sure yet because of Salah. I want the Jets to make the playoffs.
I know you
I'm not sold on it.
Okay, let me get John in Bergen County. Probably the last call before we split for a week on vacation. Go ahead, John.
Hey, nice vacation, guys.
Thanks.
So I have a trade. And you know what? I love the pen. I worked in an office forever. And my God, if I didn't have a nice pen,
yeah,
I was dead.
It is it's a very hard thing to describe and explain.
Let
it probably sounds it probably sounds weird to a lot of people, but to me, there's just a connection. Mm. The right pen in my hand connects to my brain, which makes me more intelligent. At least
and
I think it does.
Blue, but then I found out you shouldn't have blue like working for a bank.
Hmm. Oh, so you got to go with the black one.
Crazy. Yeah,
got it.
I actually don't like blue ink anymore.
Really? Yeah.
Anyway, good.
I'm going to help the Yankees out. And I'm a Mets fan. Give you Nimmo, Beatty, and McNeil for Soto.
No way. Why would the Mets do that?
Why would the Yankees do that? Let me explain.
Mets do that?
Why would they not? Why would they not? We have
because you're getting a rental player. You can't
hold
give
on,
a break.
Hold on. You guys got a second baseman that can't hit righties, so he hits lefties. McNeil can't hit lefties. So he hits righty. You got Beatty to go lefty-righty at third base. He can hit 20 home runs, Beatty, and Yankees stab in that little box.
Or he can hit 170 and go back down to the minors.
Why don't you throw in a box of Bix as well? I mean, come on. Get out of here. That's a horrible trade for both sides.
He said Soto? Nimmo, Beatty, and McNeil for Soto?
Yeah.
It's time for vacation.
Yeah, it is
that one.
By the way, I wouldn't do that if I'm the Yankees. I wouldn't do it if I'm the Mets either. Just wait it out and then go sign.
I mean, I don't want McNeil.
Yeah, you wouldn't want any of these. You don't want Beatty.
I like Beatty, but I don't think he's what I thought he was. And I like Nimmo, but I don't want him for 7 more years.
And if you're going to trade Soto, that's not the guys that you get back.
No, come on. What a crazy end to the week.
Good God.
You know what? Don't really care.
Yeah,
not a problem anymore.
Here.
See ya. And we got Evan and Tiki coming up next. Dude, unplugged.
Yep.
You know you and I go hard at this, so recharge, get a little respite, come back. We'll be ready to roll and scrappy as always. Football camp starts the next day when we get
Subway
back.
Series.
Yeah.
See you on the 22nd.
Let's go, baby. Everybody have a great week. Evan and Tiki coming up next. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye.